What's up, everybody? This is Bamo from the KJ Podcast. Today is we're doing the long version. The reason why I say long version is because out of the podcast I've been doing on my first channel, they were kind of short. Like, for instance, the David Dobrik Life and History of is only 3 minutes long. And the Krampus one that I did, I don't know if it's out yet, but, well, yeah, no, it should be out if this is out. But, yeah, no, that one is only, I only got 2 minutes of information on there. Like, the reason why I'm making this channel a separate from the other channel is because I want longevity in this channel. For example, through the other podcast, the content is just getting shorter and shorter. Like, the Life of David Dobrik is 3 minutes. So, the Krampus is only, like, 2 minutes or something like that. And 54 seconds. It's short. It's really short. But the reason why I'm making this channel is because I want people who are in the cars listening to a podcast, I want them to have a long version of the podcast to listen to, because if you're on YouTube and you're listening to the short versions, that means you have to switch for videos. And to me, that's just not safe while you're driving. And the smarter people probably won't do that. So they won't switch for the videos. They just won't watch my videos at all. So I'm making this channel and the preparation that people want more longer content. So yeah, there's a couple things that I have in mind for this episode. But first off, let me tell you the game plan of this episode, the first long KJ podcast. The reason why, let's think. One of the topics I wanted to do is there's something I really need to talk about. It's the death of Kobe Bryant. And another thing I want to talk about is this coronavirus that's been plaguing China and all its residents. I think it's a couple, like, 1,000 people who are sick by it and a couple hundred that are dead by it. It's a serious thing. It really is. But how it's going to go is, in this podcast, I will first talk about the first topic, then I'll go on and maybe add a clip or add the segment that I did on the short podcast on here so people can watch it, people can listen to it. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Let's get into the first topic, and it's Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna. Now, to make fun of somebody when they're dead, it's completely wrong. You should never do it. I think if whoever does it, you need to take a good look at yourself. Like, even if, like, I'm not gonna say his name because he is still my friend, but what he did was not the coolest thing. He has this, it's like a spam page, but he has it just for, like, jokes and stuff like that. Now, he posted this one picture. It was a repost because it wasn't his original content. So he reposted this picture. It says, "No one." You know the little meme that says, "No one," and it says something funny afterwards. Well, this one didn't really say anything funny. So what happened was, it said, "No one," right? It said, "Everyone but, like, Gianna," or Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant. And it had a picture. The best way I can describe it is a face pancake burnt. And in the picture, it said crispy. Now, I think that's a very, very, very stupid thing to do. For multiple reasons. Because if somebody who really, really likes Kobe Bryant, like, even for people who just think that's horribly wrong to post, you could really get some hate from that. You can really get some serious hate. Like, bad, bad stuff. Like, you do not want that on your plate. Another thing is, it's just morally wrong. Like, I don't know what he was thinking when he posted that. Because he makes fun of other shit. Like, you can make fun, like, he makes fun of gay shit. He can make fun of, I don't know, just stuff that's not about death. Because when you make something about death, you're really just making yourself look like the bad person in that situation. Because, dude, they died in the most horrible way possible. I'm not going to say where they died because most people know how they died. Like, dude, not cool. Like, for real. Like, he I don't, like, he's, like, there's this video of him saying that he made peace with him dying. Like, dude, if you're going to diss someone who passed away, especially tragically passed away, don't do well-liked people. Don't do people who deserve to be made fun of when they pass. It to me, is just a very stupid idea. I don't know where the fuck he came up with this idea. Like, dude, if you want to make fun of somebody that's dead, fucking do it like Hitler or a mass murderer. Make fun of them. Like, those people deserve it. Fucking Kobe Bryant and his little daughter, I think she was 13 years old, she played basketball. She was going to be grown up to be the next star in basketball. Like, and women's, I think she wanted to become, like, a male basketball player. Like, not, she wanted to become part of the NBA. I think that's what, I'm not, don't quote me on that, because it's, I don't know if it's true or not. But, dude, if you're going to make fun of somebody who is bad, who is evil. You don't make fun of somebody who's literally pure freaking heart. And I was on Instagram a couple of minutes ago, and I saw this woman. I think her name is Gayla. I think it's Gayla. And she did this interview with a close friend of Kobe Bryant. And she brought up a case. I'm not going to say what case it is, because it's not him. Like, it's literally not him. The person who they're charging is, mentally, it wasn't him. A lot of people already know this case, but she asked his best friend about the case, and she said, and the person she was interviewing said, dude, everybody should just let that go, which is true, because even if it is true what he did, the amount of good stuff he did, I think, counteracts with that. To be honest, I really don't think he did that. Like, I really don't think he did that, just because looking at his lifestyle now and the past, like, dude, he was an amazing person. He really was an amazing fucking person. Yeah, no. That's all I have on this topic. And yeah, if you haven't already, we're going to go post, or we're going to put in the what the fuck question is that segment that I did Monday on the short podcast. And yeah, you ready, set, here we go. Oh shit, what's up everybody, how y'all doing? This is Bama from KJ Podcast, and I'm about to do the story time segment. It's something new I'm going to try out. If y'all like it, make sure you drop a like and comment down below if you actually like this story time or not. Now, this story is going to be about my 18th birthday and the week leading up to it. Now, the week leading up to it, it was a simple week. I hit my brother up. His name, Paul Lee. I'll probably leave his channel link down below. Now, I hit him up, right? And I told him, hey, bro, you want to come hang out for my birthday? He was like, sure, I'll be down. Day before my birthday, he says, hey, man, I won't be able to make it. Because his guardians at the time said it was too hot for me to come technically hang. And I was like, what the fuck is that? That's a BS excuse, bro. And me being the emotional person, the emotion person I am, I started tearing up. Because, like, damn, that's my brother. Like, I won't be able to hang with my brother for my birthday? And I was like, fuck, man, that sucks. So, yeah, a couple hours, like, I think it was like an hour later, I see this guy in a pink sweatshirt, big guy, knocking my door. And at that time, I was having beef with some people. I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, why the fuck is there some guy with a pink, big pink ass sweatshirt on? And it's fucking hot shit outside. I was like, dude, what the fuck is happening? So I grabbed my knife, the closest thing I got to me. I walked to the door, had the knife already out and everything like that. Opened the door and realized it was my homie, Kwali, my brother. The guy I mentioned before, but he, with his girlfriend, said, hey, I can come over. And I said, fuck you, bro. Yeah. I realized that when I get emotional, I start tearing up. When I get mad, super mad, I start getting, like, teared up and shit like that. So he realized, aw, I made him cry. I was like, fuck you, bro. Fuck you. Playing with my emotions like that. So throughout my birthday, he was just making fun of me because I teared up technically because he didn't come. So, technically, he did come. So, bonus for me. Now, we played video games for like an hour until my parents came home. Because at this time, they weren't home. They were out doing something. I don't know what they were doing. It was a long time ago. But they were out doing something. Me and him were just playing video games. So then he showed me what he had in his bag. What he had in his bag was a bag full of marijuana. I was like, what the fuck? Thank you? At that point in my life, I haven't really smoked any weed. Like, I haven't really gotten high before. I tried smoking before, but it's never worked out for me. So, fuck, what do we do? So for my birthday, he gave me some weed. It was like a present type of thing. Because he knew I couldn't get any. Now, let's say 10 o'clock at night. We set up the tents. So we're going to sleep outside in the tents because my house is too small for 4 people and 2 dogs. And in my room, I sleep with my dogs. So it's a fucking small-ass room, too, to be honest. So we set up the tents. We go outside. We chill. Shoot arrows and stuff like that. Play basketball. We skateboarded at one point. Then it started getting too dark. So for light, we put fire in the fire pit. We pretty much started a fire. So we chilled out there for a little bit, and he wanted to smoke. I was like, bro, it's not safe to smoke because my parents are still awake. At least my dad was at the time. He was inside playing video games. I was like, he's probably going to stay up a really long time because he's really into that video game. I was like, yeah. Sorry, bro. We got to wait for a little bit. Now, it was around 12 o'clock. I told Cecilia, hey, guess what? It's my fucking birthday, man. I'm 18 years old. And I was like, fuck yeah, man. And we hugged out. And when I went inside to tell my dad, he was not fucking paying attention whatsoever. He was like into that fucking game. I was like, hey, dad, you know what today is? And it was like, your birthday? And I was like, fuck yeah. So we went back outside. We waited probably like 3 hours. So it was like around 10-ish, so I'll say 1 o'clock. He went to bed. First he checked up on us, then he went to bed. Then around 3 o'clock, not 3 o'clock, it was 3 hours, so I'll say 1 o'clock in the morning. He rose up the weed. My brother rose up the weed. Then I was like, dude, to be honest, I'm getting a little nervous. I was like, this is my first time really actually smoking some weed. So just to be safe, we walked down a couple houses away from my house just to be safe so my parents don't smell it. So we smoked it. We had fun. At some point, I felt like I couldn't breathe because it was my first time smoking weed. And I was like, I couldn't breathe like shit, boy. I told my brother that, and he was like, it's okay, just exhale. And that's what I did. I exhaled. I'm guessing holding it in for that long, I got fucking high as a kite. I couldn't walk. I thought I was seeing ghosts. Like, he had to actually hold my shoulders because I was, like, tilting back and forth like a seesaw. I was, like, tilting back and forth like shit. So we started heading back to my house. This is, like, 30 minutes of just walking around smoking. As we're walking back to my house, we thought we heard my parents, but no, they were sleeping. So we walked to the tent. We went to the tent, and we chilled and relaxed. I was like, God damn, I'm fucking high as a kite. Then he said, hey, bro, I've never been over to no homo but a boy's house and spent the night at the house. So don't be weirded out if I, like, start getting weirded out myself. So I was like, cool, man, don't worry about it. 10 seconds later, I'm asleep. I'm chilling. I'm about to go to bed and stuff like that. I stand up because, you know, paranoia sets in when we smoke marijuana. So I knock over my water that I had there. I was like, oh, shit, my fucking blanket's soaked now. So I pull that shit to the side. When I throw that shit to the side, he jumps up. And he was like, what the fuck was that? It was my blanket. So at that point, I went back to sleep. He started staring at me. I was like, bro, the fuck are you doing? Like, at this point, we're high, so we're just laughing at this. And I was like, bro, why the fuck are you staring at me? He was like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck? So we were just chilling. Every once in a while, I'll turn my head around. He was still staring. So I was like, all right, no, I'm just going to turn my head around, bro.
Because I don't want to see y'all ass staring. I'm not going to fall asleep like this. This is around 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, ah, I pass out. I wake up at one point from paranoia because, like, goddamn, that shit was really kicking. And I realized he was passed out. And I was like, ooh, I jumped up. I literally, like, whoo, like ninja style jumped up. I was like, what the fuck? Why am I outside? And then realized, hey, I set a fucking tent up earlier. Oh, man. What else happened? When it came morning time, I was still, like, a little paranoid because I didn't want my parents to smell the marijuana or anything like that. So what we did, we chilled outside. I ran outside real quick, grabbed some spray, sprayed us down. Then went back inside, chilled outside back, went back outside, chilled outside for a little bit until it got around, like, 6 o'clock. And I say we only had 3 hours of sleep. So my ass is fucking tired as fuck. So was my brother's. He was just fucking tired as fuck. You can tell in his eyes, he just did not want to be awake right now. And I was like, shit, what do we do? So I said, fuck it, let's go inside and play some fucking Minecraft. So we played Minecraft pretty much all day. Now, after that, what did we do? We played Minecraft pretty much all day. We had, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and all that shit. And it came around, I say, 6 o'clock. And I was like, dude, who's your ride again? And it was like, my girlfriend. And I was like, okay. And, like, at some point, we both fall asleep. We just fucking pass out. My parents, they went to go get something or some shit like that. Me and him, like, we were just playing UFC 3. And I was watching him at one point, then realized, oh, I'm just gonna fucking fall asleep. I was trying to talk to this girl because, like, dude, I'm 18. I'm trying to get some fucking, some good, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm trying to get some good stuff. And I was trying to talk to this girl. And out of nowhere, I realized I passed the fuck out. And I woke up realizing my brother Kwali, while the game was still going, his ass was literally knocked the fuck out too. So I was like, oh shit, we probably should wake up before my parents get home. So what I do, I just knock the gym real quick. His ass was still fucking out. Like, either he just didn't have enough sleep, which we only had 3 hours worth, then, or it's probably because he's still high, because I don't fucking know what the type of shit he got me into. But yeah, no, we wake up, we chill, we walk around for a little bit just to make sure we're up and stuff like that. Then I say, 3 hours later, around 10 o'clock, I was like, dude, where the fuck is your ride at? Like, no offense, I'm tired. Your ass made me stay up until like 1 o'clock to smoke some weed, so I'm fucking tired. So please, let me go fucking to sleep. And it was like, bro, I don't know where my ride's at. And I was like, the fuck? Like, you stay in my house, like, I don't give a shit, but, yeah, so we were worrying about where his ride was at. His ride was stuck at work. Like, his girlfriend was technically stuck at work still. I was like, out of due respect, dude, get the fuck out of my house. Like, shit, I didn't kick him out or anything like that. But, yeah, at that point, you just ever get tired of somebody and you just didn't want to see him no more. Yeah, that was me at that point. So, yeah, he left around, like, 11 o'clock for, like, an hour later. And I passed out. Probably the best sleep I've ever had in my fucking life. I'll tell you that much. So, yeah. I hope y'all like the story time. If you like this, make sure you comment down below telling me that you like this. And I'll make sure to drop the link to my brother's channel. Alright, y'all. Peace. Oh, wait. Before I end this abruptly, if you want to see more of Question Time, there probably will be a Question Time added onto this. So just listen to that. It's funny. Trust me. What is up, everybody? This is Bama from KJ Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you like and subscribe because of this great-ass content. Now, from the last episode I did a What the Fuck Question Is That episode. So I'm going to be doing that in segments now. Now, because I got so many good comments about What the Fuck Question Is that I'm going to do a fucking another one. Yeah, I'm going to do a fucking another one. Now, I got a total of 13 fucking questions. I'm going to answer them the best of my fucking ability. First question. If I eat myself, would I become twice as big or disappear completely? Whoa. I don't know. All right, I'm going to think about this logically. or as, put as much logic into this as I can. Not the rapper, like what I have in my head, because people have that, I guess. I don't fucking know. What am I talking about? If I eat myself, would I become twice as big or disappear completely? All right. Depending on how long you eat, like how long you take to eat yourself, I would guess. Because you put yourself in your body, it takes time for your food to digest. So, that's a toughie. All right, because if it takes, how long does it take for your food to digest? And are you just eating like small little bits at a time? I don't know. I wish I knew a zombie to ask. Like, the fuck is this? What the fuck question is that? It's like, promo. Oh, shit. When I die and go to heaven, can I still watch anime? I would hope so. Yeah, I would hope so. Because, like, whenever I go to heaven, I hope there's a place I can work out, there's a place I can watch anime, a place I can watch Marvel, a place I can watch just TV in general, because I like watching TV, a place I can eat Reese's, because I'm a big candy fan. Now, that's a question I want for y'all. When y'all die, what do y'all want to like happen when you go to heaven? Now, if you don't believe in heaven, I don't fucking know. What do y'all want? What do y'all want? Yeah, so I would hope the soul, if the man upstairs let you, then yeah, go for it. What is the phobia of chainsaws called? Well, I personally do not know this question, so I'm going to ask the smartest person in this room again. That's a Google type question. I'm going to ask her. Hold on. Come on. Hey, Google. Well, she's not being a bitch today, but she's a little moody. What is the phobia of chainsaws called?
According to Reddit, no Beetlejuicing is when someone with a fitting name replies. This is our username checks out.
Huh? So I'm reading this thing. It says, what the phobia of chainsaws called? It says, common sense. Like, boy, if you that stupid, I don't know where I was going with that. But boy, you stupid. this is going horrible. If I ate 52 pizza rolls, would I die in my sleep? Nope, but your sheets will be gone. I get it, because you're farting and, yeah. Wash them sheets, boy. What does it mean if you're falling in your dream? I don't know. Because if you're falling in your dream, you really think about it, that's something tough. Because, like, you really feel yourself falling. Like, some people take that as they're flying. Some people take that as they're literally falling to their death. It's like, it's either a nightmare or a dream thing. And when it happens to me, it's a nightmare thing. And I guess that really associates with my fear of heights. Now, I actually got a question for y'all. If y'all have a fear of heights, or if y'all don't have a fear of heights and you still fall in your dream, like, what do you think that means for you? Is it a nightmare? Or is it a dream? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Cool. How are unicorns made? To be honest, I believe in unicorns. So, logic says it's not been made. Hands down, unicorns don't fucking exist. Bigfoot, though? You can fight me on that, because Bigfoot fucking exists. I seen it. Not really, but I'm going to say I seen it for the clout. For the fucking clout. Oh, shit. Is Bugatti Veyron a minivan? Does Bugatti have a minivan? Why is my voice so fucking high? I don't know. But what was the question? Is Bugatti Veyron a minivan? Hey, Google.
Oh, shit.
She's being bitchy. Is Bugatti Veyron a minivan? Okay, I'm just gonna look up what Bugatti Veyron. Bugatti Veyron. Okay. Maybe that'll show me. I just wanna see what fucking looks like. Oh my god. Ugh. Choking on my whole goddamn spit. oh wow. Yeah, so yeah. So I think they got the name wrong on this question, because all I'm seeing is a Veyron, and this does not look like a fucking minivan. It really does not look like a fucking minivan. Alright, I'm going to keep my phone right next to me, because I feel like these questions are just another Google question. Oh, shit. You're about to hear a bad joke. Bad joke alert. If evolution is true, then why do pigs not have wings? Because only Red Bull can give a pig wings.
Oh!
Now, I really hope that was funny. Yeah. Yeah, that was a question, to be honest. I need pee. Yeah, if evolution is true, then why do pigs not have wings? Alright. Bad jokes aside. Because they haven't had a need for it. Because that's the only way I can guess. Or they're just not breeding with fucking birds or some shit. I don't fucking know. Oh, damn. This question really gets to my heart. If I'm out of shape, if a turtle can outrun me. Fuck yeah. Is that true? Is that actually happening to somebody? A turtle can outrun you? I'm guessing. Like, they have those shows. Have y'all seen those shows? It's a... What is it? It's like My 600-pound Life. I'm like, yep, you deserve whatever the fuck you get for that shit. Like, to be honest, if you're over, because the for obesity, it's 30 pounds over your weight limit for your height and age and all the variables to it. Now, if you're over 30 pounds over that limit, you're considered obese. But if you're over like 500 pounds, 400, 300, 200, I'll give y'all 100 pounds. I'll give y'all 100. But y'all over 200, like over 200 fucking pounds? Nah, you deserve what the fuck is coming to you. Like, for real. Because you, all that skin is not going to go away. You're going to have that fucking skin for the rest of your life. Like, even if you try to cut them off, you're still going to have that wound. You're still going to have that shit. That's your fucking fault. Fuck you. Why the fuck I get so serious? Is it possible to make toast in a microwave? I don't know, but I'm going to try this after this podcast. No fucking lie. Is it... Oh, I read that one. Who created the internet? Or who the father of the internet is? Wait, it says who the father of the internet? Can a woman create it? I don't know. Let's see what Google says. God damn, I'm not a smart guy. Who created the internet? Okay, it came up. Okay, so there's two people. Wow, they are old. Robert E. Kwan. He's not Chinese or anything. He's American. I'm guessing he looks American. Next one is Vint Cerf. I'm just gonna say he's American because he looks American. Yep, that's who created the fucking internet. I can't say anything funny to that. Donut business, good or not? I don't know. Depending on where you at, I don't know. I really don't fucking know. Next question. Oh, I saw this question and I was not expecting. What is life? Is what you fucking make of it. I'm guessing there's like a scientific term to what is life, but I don't really feel. Hey Google, what is life? Okay, just gave me a fucking video, so I don't really want to play the video, but this is my answer to this question. What is life? It's what you fucking make of it. If you want to go smoke pot the whole day, go fucking smoke pot. As long as you don't steal money or steal shit to get the pot. But if you can't, smoke pot all day. If you want to work out all day. If you want to play sports, go play sports. Do what the fuck you want, man. That's real shit right there. Don't let anybody try to break you down. On everything. Love y'all. See y'all next one. Peace. So we're back again, and I hope y'all enjoyed what the fuck question in the next segment.
Now, another topic that I really want to get through is that when I have a guest on the podcast, no matter what age they are, if they're under 18, I try to get their parents' permissions. I record their parents' permission just for my own safety and just so the parents don't come back and be like, hey, delete this video or delete the podcast, because once one of my podcasts are deleted, that hurts me because I put too much work into that. Now, I had one of his friends, he was like, dude, you don't need to do that. I'm 18. I don't care. Just do this for me. I recorded one of my friend's permissions. His name is Andrew. I already did a podcast on him. I did two, actually. No, I did a couple with him. They're shorter. I think the first one was like 20 minutes and a couple were 10. But, his Andrew. If you want to go back to the short podcast and you want to go listen to that, go ahead. The reason why I do permissions is because for safety reasons and legal reasons, I need their permission to use their voice or their whatever they say, because people can legally tell you not to post that clip if that's their voice and stuff like that. I know it's stupid. It's law. I have to abide by that and stuff like that. And if I have a guest on that's under 18 years old, I could legally, the whole channel can go down because the YouTube's requirements. Because it says you need to have permission or block out anything that's children underage and stuff like that, just for the protection of the child. Now, I'm 18, and that would just look bad on my record. So, speaking about this is something that I really push towards whenever I have a guest on. I haven't did it with the first guest. The first guest was Jimmy Sellers. I haven't did it with him yet. The second guest was with Kwali Brown, my brother. Haven't dealt with him yet, but they're both over 18, so that's why I'm not afraid or not worried about that situation, just because they're over 18. Now, if I ever have a guest on that's under 18, and you know for a fact, I'll do permissions. The reason why I did permissions for Andrew is because someone that helps me with this brought up the permission thing. It was like, dude, that's a smart idea, because if they come back and say, hey, delete this video that I was on, legally, I don't have to do it if they gave me permission I haven't recorded. Now, I haven't ran into any trouble with that yet. Thank goodness I haven't, because I told you before, I work way too hard on these podcasts just to have to delete one. You know what I mean? That's why I'm being as safe as I possibly can with this podcast or with anything I do, like the gaming channel that I'm creating. Like, I'm being so careful with it. Now, with other stuff, like, I have more channels in the creation right now, because I got one channel that I'm called KJBS channel. Like, that channel, that's the channel I really don't give a crap about. People can delete that channel. YouTube can delete that channel if it wants to. But that's where I just go post all my random crap. You know what I mean? Like, all the crap I have. I think that'll be the next topic we talk about, is the BS channel, the new channel that's coming out soon. Same with the gaming channel. I'll have that one coming out soon. Yeah, I think the next segment that we have for y'all is the life and history of David Dobrik. And yes, these are on the smaller podcast. If you want to go listen to there, they're on segments. So Monday through Friday will be different podcasts. And yeah, I hope y'all liked it. And I'll talk to y'all later. Well, after this, actually. So yeah.
So we're going to do the basics of David Dobrik. He's a Slavic YouTuber born July 23, 1996. He's 23 years of age. Found some early success on now the dead video streaming platform Vine. In the late 2014, creating a vlog-based channel now in 2020 with over 15.5 million subscribers. He is the creator and leader of the Vlog Squad. So yeah, that basic stuff. Now for stuff you may not know. Full name is David Julian Dobrik, was born in July 1996 in Kois, Slovakia. His family moved to Vernon Hill with a current population of 26,641. Now that's neither big nor small. When David was at the age of 6, after graduating from Vernon Hill High School, he moved to LA to pursue a career in Vine. In 2013, David uploaded his first ever Vine. He collabed with other popular Vine stars such as, but not limited to, David's ex-girlfriend, Liza Koshy, when she was on most of the older outros to David's vlogs before they split. Before starting the 4-minute and 20-second, sometimes 21-second vlogs, he was a part of a YouTube group called Second Class, which only has 18.3k subs. Compared to what he has or what he does now, it's nothing. Not the most popular thing he has done. David launched his own personal channel in 2015, which consists of a mix of comedy and real life, sometimes scripted but always funny, featuring many of his former Vine collaborators, such as Liza Koshy, Josh Peck, Jason Nash, Heath Huzar, Zane Hijazi, Scotty Sire, Christine McTee, Big Nick, Karina Kopp, Toddy Smith, Brandon Cavillo, Nick Antoni, aka Jonah, Jeff Wittick, Dom, aka Dirty Dom, Assistant Natalie, I said that because it's funnier, Carly and Aaron, I don't know their last name, so I'm going to put them together, and Matt King and Alex Ernst are all a part of the vlog squad. David gained all of his 15 million fans through high-energy videos, such as pranks, inside jokes, thanks, SeatGeek. LOL, that's my inside joke. He is the owner of the Fuse podcast. His co-host is Jason Nash. In December of 2008, David was given a diamond play button. He was named one of the top 10 social media personalities making the most noise. At 2019 Kids' Choice Award, Josh Peck awarded David with his first ever Kids' Choice Award. Some of the new roads he created for himself to travel on, he became a judge in a musical competition show for Nickelodeon called America's Most Musical Family. Another road he created is an account on Instagram for disposable camera photos. In August 2019, David was featured by Variety magazine in their Power of the Young Hollywood list, with Billie Eilish, a musician, Tom Holland, an actor, and Lil Nas X, another musician. He also co-hosted Teen Choice Awards and competed in the first Kids' Choice Sports Championship. Surprising, in November 2019, in People's Magazine, he was named the sexiest heartthrob over Shawn Mendes and Harry Styles. Yeah, that's really fucking surprising. At the end of 2019, he was the fifth most viewed creator with 2.4 billion views on YouTube's platform. In the month of December, his mobile camera app, David's Disposables, has over 1 million downloads at a short time on the Apple App Store. It was at the top of the most popular apps list, surpassing Disney+, the better version of Netflix, pretty much, and Instagram. Currently, all the videos that had David Dobrik in it that was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, has a total of 15 million views.
What is up? We are back again. I hope y'all like the life and history of David Dobrik. See, alright, I'm gonna say this out loud. When I do the life and history of segment, or when I do the mythical segment, one's talking about famous people and the other's talking about random creatures that's in folklore and stuff like that. When I do those segments, I put hours for the life and history of. I put even days into that. The reason why is because I want to make good content. Even though if the content sometimes only comes out to be 3 minutes, like the David episode, or like when I put a couple hours into the Krampus episode, like the mythical creature Krampus episode, it was still came out to be good content because you learned or you knew something that you didn't know before. That's what I'm hoping to come out of those segments. Now with, like, for instance, the what the fuck question is that, I'm trying to push more entertainment or more sincerity out in those podcasts. With the random BS ones, those are just for more entertainment. Because sometimes I have interviews or sometimes I have podcasts I did with friends that I haven't posted. And I'll put that on there. Or if I just have some random thing to talk about, I'll put it on there. And where's my phone at? I forgot what Friday's episode was. I'm going to go look at it right now. Ah, man. And one thing I don't like, I know this is a little off topic, but if you're a random account on Instagram, like, if there's no reason for me to text you or DM you, I'm not going to DM you. Like, that's serious. I'm not going to DM you if you're just a random-ass account. Oh, yeah, Friday's episode is Oh Yeah, That Story. That one, honestly, that one takes a lot. Oh, that was my phone. That one takes long, too, because it takes... The longest one I did was probably the first one for my birthday. Yeah, no, the first one was my birthday episode. Yeah, no, that one... Because it takes me a second to remember stuff. Because I had to write all down. I had to put effort into making sure it sounds good. Now, the first one, I'll admit, wasn't sounding the greatest. Same with the second one. But I'm hoping for the third one, the fourth one, throughout those segments until I have no more stories to talk about. I'm hoping they sound good. I'm making sure they sound good. Now, I posted this picture on Snapchat a couple days ago. Yesterday. Well, technically a couple days ago, because this episode won't be coming out till this Saturday. But, yeah, no, when I did that, and when I posted that episode, it was for, or posted that picture, is because I wanted to show people how hard or how much I was working. Because I said in another Snapchat story that doubt is my fuel. Because I want people to say, oh, no, he didn't. He has no 55 hours of content on one SIM card or one SD card. Like, I do. And most of it's sometimes either trash or just not good. But I would probably bet on everything I own that most of the content on there is good content. Depending on what videos to come from. But yeah, no, I bet you on everything I own that most of the content on there is good content. Because right now I did like a little vlog type thing with my dad's birthday, because it was technically, it was Wednesday of this week, prior this week, and I'm having more content made. Like, I just made this one, this is all going on the BS channel, the KJBS channel. I'm making this video of just the dogs wearing outfits, because why not? It's BS. It's funny, it's cute, it's adorable. It's just something that catches your eye when you look at it. Like, you want to see cute dogs wearing stuff. Like, I love my dog to pieces. Y'all know that from previous episodes of the podcast. And I don't care if she dresses up. Like, hell, it's good content and it looks adorable. And I like it. She doesn't get hurt with it or anything. And other videos that I'm planning on doing on the BS channel is just more, I'll say, either vlog-based or just me, or point of view-based. And I will get that channel out. I'm getting this channel out, like the Longevity Podcast channel out, probably as soon as this podcast is done. Now, the next channel that I'm also working on is the gaming channel. The KJ Gaming, yeah. It's going to have probably everything on there, that every game that I can play on the phone that I like. There might be a little bit of PUBG, there's definitely going to be Minecraft on there, because I already made a couple videos. I'm just trying to make sure they're good content before I push it out there. Same with this podcast, I'm just trying to make as much good content as possible, so people can come back and enjoy my stuff. And the reason, like, people ask why I have so many hours of unused content, it's because I'm trying to make sure everything that comes out is good. And I told you earlier, like a couple seconds ago actually, that I bet you most of the content on there is freaking amazing. Some of it's unedited, some of it's edited. Now, I want to be able to, because February is my month. I'm going to be working my butt off on just the podcast alone. And to me, it's something to get my mind off of certain things. Like I'm stuck home. Like, I have nowhere to go. I have no ride. I have no license. I'm stuck here. So this is just me being productive and just doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is all this is working towards. Like, by the end of this February, I'm hoping to have 4 channels out. The gaming channel, the 2 podcast channels, and the BS channel. Now, I'm thinking the BS channel might be at the end of February, so I can just get as much content, good content on that channel. People are asking me, why am I doing so many damn channels? Like, why do I have so many damn channels in the works? It's because it's going to lead into my big dream of having a production team. I have a production company, KG Productions. That's all I'm working toward. That's my mind focused on. It's a straight tunnel path, just aiming towards getting that KG production on. Because the podcast was the first step. KJ Gaming is the second step. KJ BS is the third step. And yeah, the long version of the fucking podcast is literally the fourth step. There's going to be so many steps that I had to step on just so I can get to the production side of it. Just so I can create the KJ Productions. Because eventually I want a whole team behind me. I want a whole community behind me. I just want to make good content. And that's what KJ Production is. Just make good content. Eventually this summer, I have another thing in the works. I probably shouldn't be saying this because people are going to be expecting different. But I'm making a fitness channel. Because if you know me personally, I love fitness. Like, it's everything to me. Really, I can't go a day without working out. If I go a day without working out, that's just, that makes me go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I'm saying, like, workout, even though I'm a small guy, working out to me is my catalyst during the day. So yeah, I need to take a break. So what's the next episode? What's the next segment? I need to stop saying episode, to be honest. It is, oh, it's just BS. So yeah, no, this is the segment I did with Quali, my brother, a couple weeks ago. This is the third episode. This is the episode where I try to rap. Yeah, I like music and rapping and stuff like that, but it wasn't my best. I'm gonna be honest, it wasn't my best. So yeah, hope y'all like that, and I'll be right back with y'all.
Welcome, this is Bama. Today's segment is called The Mythical. On today's episode of The Mythical, we're doing Krampus, the opposite of Santa Claus, what kids are afraid of during Christmas time. Krampus originated in the 1600s in the many Alpine European towns. The celebration of St. Nicholas Day, their version of Christmas. As we had Christmas and Eve, they had their version of Eve, celebrating the Dark Servant on December 5th. In Germanic folklore, Krampus is believed to be a beast of a level creature who will accompany St. Nicholas on his long journey around Earth. Krampus is a character who has been frightening children from St. Nick's naughty list. To the non-believers, Krampus is a tool used by adults to keep children in line. Instead of saying Santa will put coal in your stocking, Krampus will take you away. Krampus is pictured as a horned half-goat, half-demon, with his coat being the darkest shade of red, but not turning to the point of black, being portrayed as many popular movies and TV shows, but all looking the exact same. Krampus, whose name is derived from the German word Krampen, meaning claw, he is said to be the son of hell in Norse myth. Some have traced him to other demonic creatures in Greek myth, pagan rituals, the goddess Pircha, or the king of hell himself, the devil. Which makes you think, why all these different routes and religions create a similar creature? It makes you think there's some truth to the myth. Krampus' weapon of choice is a birch rod to whip the children, then a wicked basket to throw them in to take them to hell for a year. For a more descriptive image of Krampus, think about a hairy creature with curly horns protruding from his forehead, cloven hooves, thanks of a snake striking, and a long pointy tongue. As legend says, Krampus carries chains around his neck to symbolize the binding of the devil by the Christian church. Even though in the past, Krampus is celebrated in Europe, with many cities holding annual parades in which young men dress up as Krampus, growling at onlookers. This is a tradition crept up in Slegming for more than 1,200 years.
Alright guys, so I hope you liked the little BS day. Little BS segment when I did with my brother Quali, aka Sincere. Yeah, no, that's the best I can do with rapping. Now, what I'm about to talk about is a little bit of a sticky conversation. That's the best way I can describe it, is sticky. Because people are scared to hear about it. People are scared to hear the truth. And it's about the coronavirus. It's something, it's a serious conversation. Like, some people are afraid this might be the virus that takes out humanity. I was like, I don't think it's going to be like that, because remember when Ebola was a big thing. People were scared Ebola was going to take out the humanity and stuff like that. So all I got to say on that topic is that still be careful. Like, if you go to any country that's around China, just be careful, because if I'm correct, it's an airborne virus, or it's a waterborne virus. It's waterborne, but it's air traveled. I think that's the best way I can describe it. So if you're close to somebody who's sick, just be on guard. Just literally be on guard. Now, when you're at home, if you're at like the USA, or if you're at Europe, or if you're somewhere that's not close to China where you think, oh, I'm not going to get the virus, I'm not going to get sick, to be honest with you, there's a good chance that you might get sick. There's a good chance you might have a panic attack. You might think you're sick. You might just have a cold. Like, just think before you do something that might cause harm to yourself or your bank, or because you're going to have to pay for testing and stuff like that. That's all I'm saying. But if you're at home, just pay attention to the news and stuff like that. Like, just don't go anywhere you think you can get sick with that virus. Like, if you're going to a port, because there's been some news coverage that's been, like, I think there was a cruise that happened, and it came back. It did, like, a roundabout in China, or near China, and I think some lady caught the virus, or some people thought she caught the virus. So when she came back to the port, I think in California, don't quote me on that, because I don't know if it's right, but in California, they had to quarantine the whole entire ship now. So even if she doesn't have the virus, that's still money in your bank account that's gone, because you have to eventually pay for that, or your insurance will make you pay for it, or the insurance will pay for itself. But I think just be careful. Don't do anything reckless when it comes to this stuff. Like, I've seen people joking about the coronavirus. It's a serious thing. It really is. It's a serious thing. People are dying. Like, when I made the comment about earlier in this podcast about Kobe Bryant, about somebody making fun of him, his death, and his daughter's death, don't do that. Because people died. Like, you know how many people are dying from this coronavirus? No, I'll ask Google how many people have died by the coronavirus, and, oh shit, I dropped something. But, that'll just show you how serious to take this conversation. Let me ask real quick. How many people have died from the coronavirus? Okay, let me click on here. So what's up? It's been 5 hours since this New York Times has posted something on this. So the total death toll in China rises to 563 as lockdown enters its third week. That's a lot. One body is too much bodies when it comes to anything. Like, and you're making fun of two people who died in a tragic way. Not saying coronavirus is a tragic way. It fucking is. Like, to me, it's just, you need to think about what other people's feelings are about this. It really is. Like, same thing when it comes to anything else. Just think before you say. How about this? That's my main quote on this podcast. Think before you say something. That's to anybody for any situation. Think before you say something. because something could affect somebody's health, like mental health, like hurt them here. Something can that could eventually lead to them harming themselves because they think they're going to get the coronavirus and they don't want to get it because they heard all these bad stories about the virus. And for your own safety, in fact, do not do that. Do not do that to yourself. Do not make fun of the coronavirus. Don't make fun of people dying. It's just don't. It's very, the best way I can describe it is very childish. Because I don't even think childish is the best way to describe it. Because I don't think children would do that. Like, I know I sound flustered right now. It's just because, dude, think before you speak. That's with everything. That's with every bone in my body. I'm saying that to you. Hear me when I say that. Think before you speak. Because something like that can ruin you. Wholeheartedly. And I'm going to say this right now. The guy I talked about at the beginning of this podcast, I talked to him. Like, I told him, dude, this took it way too far. Delete this post. Like, this is not good. Like, this is something bad. That, like, if people see this, people could be threatening you. Like, death threats. That's not good. And when you make jokes about the coronavirus, that shit, I wouldn't think people would make you death threats, but that right there, that's bad to your soul, pretty much, because that's just too much damage people are going through to you go through mentally. You know what I'm saying? And it's the best way I can describe that. All right, I need to take another break. If you haven't already, make sure you like and subscribe. And the next segment that's coming up is the mythical. Now, when I did this, the mythical, it was originally going to be Bigfoot, but I thought for the first episode or first segment of it, I go smooth with it. So I did Krampus. Krampus is probably the easiest one so far that I've made, and Bigfoot is probably the hardest. Bigfoot itself is going to have a couple segments on it. So yeah, hope y'all enjoy this, and I'll see y'all in a second. Alright guys, so if you haven't read, I kind of tricked y'all, because if you want to go listen to that story, you have to go to the short form podcast where it just shows you the segments, and it's on Friday if you want to go see that segment. So it should be episode 19 or 20. It's one of those episodes or one of those segments. If you want to go there right now, go check it out. And as of right now, I think I got a little bit more to talk about. Alright guys, so I hope y'all liked that little the mythical segment, because I did put a lot of work into that. People are surprised how much I work on these podcasts. Like, it's really a lot of work. Same with, like, the gaming stuff. Like, I haven't officially made anything public with the gaming stuff, minus, like, saying that I'm gonna do it. But to me, like, hear me out, because all this stuff I'm saying, it's fun. It's funny. Sometimes it's like to make you scared. Some stuff is to entertain you. When I do these podcasts, it makes me happy to do them. Like, I just hope y'all enjoy this, pretty much. So next topic I have, or next segment that I'm about to do, is the story. Oh yeah, that story. Where I just have stories of my past that I think is funny and I think y'all should hear. What are you doing, Cordy, huh? My dog's getting up. Oh, the other dog's getting up. You alright? Jumping. The fuck is that? Oh, it's a bird chipping out. So I might add a little story to this. I'm just gonna let y'all listen to the other story, but I got a story last night that happened. So I got high. Like, I'm being honest with y'all. Yeah, I smoke weed, but I don't smoke it every day. Like, I would consider a pothead would. Me, I smoke whenever I have anxiety. And yeah, that's the best way I can describe this. Whenever I smoke, I do it when I have anxiety. Because I don't think you should take that. I don't think you should take weed lightly. Because weed alters your mind. alters your body. When I say that, because munchies and stuff, you can get fat off that. But, yeah, no, story was, is that when, it's a pretty funny story, actually. So, I was locking the door, my dad was putting treats in the cage for the oldest dog, because that's his dog, stuff like that. I was locking the door, then he said, hey, dude, you know it's, like, my dog's outside, right? And I was like, oh, shit. So, I unlocked the door real quick, she's, like, right there. I was like, oh, damn. 2 hours later, when I'm fast asleep, like, I'm sleeping like, how you explain it? I was sleeping like Dracula style. You know, when he has the arms crossed, his thigh, chest. I was like nice and cozy up with my blanket because I was high. Like, I felt good. Oh, nice and warm and stuff. And when that when I was resting and stuff like that, I woke up. I like literally shot out like Dracula. Like, I literally shot out of bed, and I was like, oh, shit, is Cordy still outside? I was like, oh, no, dude, it's cold as fuck, she's probably freezing her tail off right now. Oh, my gosh, I'm so worried. And my dog, she sleeps with me in bed, she jumped up. She started like, what was that, why'd you jump? And I was like, calm down, let me go check on Cordy, because I do not want her to be, like, frozen out there. I would die if that happened. So I walked quietly because I didn't want to wake my parents up. I walked to the back door. I walked to where Corey's room's at. So I look in there and I was like, oh shit, she's in there sleeping. And I like tripped out. Wait. Let me just look closely at it. Okay, cool. So yeah, she's in there. You know much because that shit alters your. When I say we alters your mind, it's not the best state of mind for most people. That shit really alters your mind because I thought she was outside in the cold during dark, like at 12 o'clock at night. So that's when it's probably at its coldest. Like, yeah, no, that shit really alters your mind. I don't advise people to smoke weed or eat edibles or just do anything that has weed involved. But on the other hand, if you are going to use a drug for to help you out mentally, weed is the best way to go. Don't use any other like crack, heroin. Don't use any of that stuff, because if I find out that you're using that stuff, I'm gonna beat your ass, because that shit is not good for you. All right, one common misconception about weed is, first off, let me say this: cigarettes, when you smoke it, your lungs, they get affected by it, not in a good way, in a bad way, because it makes you not breathe as well. Now, my brother, Quality, he smokes every day. That's his way of making sure everything's right in his mind. Now, to me, if you are going to smoke it, you need to know the facts about your weed. You need to make sure it's not laced with anything. You need to make sure it's not mixed with, like, fake shit, or mixed with mints or something like that, because that's just ruining the effect for you. But I think, what was it, reason why I say that is because weed itself, depending on how, because you mind is set when you smoke weed, there's only a certain limit of high you can get. Now, when you get that high, stuff happens. Like, you are sometimes not in control of your own body, you move slowly, or you overestimate how much you should put into something. When I say that is, alright, so one time I was getting groceries out of my car, right? And there's a little handle on the cardboard box that my parents had their beer in. So I grabbed the handle, and like, to me, because I was high, I was trying to pick it up with all my fucking force. Like, I'm a small guy, but I'm strong as fuck. When I was picking that shit up, the handle, because I was using all my force with it, that shit broke instantly. And when I broke instantly, there's a little sharp piece in the trunk of the car. I was like, that shit happened in slow motion, I'm not gonna lie. So I was like, oh shit, and it fucking went into my, right between my middle finger and my pointer finger, like the little meat between the two knuckles, and it left a big ass hole. Now, I couldn't work out for days after that because I can't do any arm workouts. Like, I box. Like, I can't box with this because I'm afraid it will open up and get infected. Because if you get that shit infected, that's no bueno. No bueno. So, yeah, the only thing I got to say about that is just make sure you're in a safe environment when you smoke weed. And if you don't have to smoke weed, don't. Because sometimes you trip out too much and you won't like the effect. That's all I got to say on the topic. And is this the end of the episode? I don't know. Yeah, no, that's the end of the episode. So if you haven't already, make sure you like and subscribe for more amazing content by yours truly. If you want to go listen to the segments individually, go to the Small Forum Podcast. It's, I think it's called, I'm going to change the name eventually, but it's called Bama Podcast. Just look it up. You'll have a picture of my face on there. And yeah, you should go listen to that if you want a shorter form. And if you want a longer form, stay here and listen to this. So yeah, hope y'all liked it. Talk to y'all later. And I'll keep y'all updated about other shit too. Love y'all. Peace.